Eye Live every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern. It is truly intelligent media for the politically aware.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got here.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Oh, good day, everyone. This is Dare to Think Out Loud. My name is L.B. Bork, host and founder of People's Awareness Coalition. Hope you're having a great week. Anyway, the whole crew kind of just disappeared this morning. You know, better things to do and whatever the case may be. So today's going to be kind of by, I don't know, preemptive or fly by the seat of our pants type thing. Mona from the station is joining me, and we'll be talking about various subjects. If anyone's in the chat room and would like to join us, you're welcome. I don't know who might be open for that. The other people in there that I see, I don't think I've had them on the program before, either program we've had. So anyway, how are you, Mona? Sorry, I'm half asleep myself. I went to bed really late last night.
Yeah, I had a rough evening too. I mean, I just kept getting up and not being able to go back to sleep. I think it has to do with the moon in Aries, actually. We're all fired up. Mars is in Aries, and there's all kinds of people just losing it because they are getting angry over nothing. They're not even using their critical thinking or any kind of common sense. So the S is hitting the fan in so many different places.
Right.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I kind of keep to myself, and as usual, they're cutting the lawn, you know, outside my place here next door. So that always goes on Friday, so I get that to put up with. But at least something's, you know, predictable. Someone's keeping a schedule here.
There you go.
Not good. So, yeah, you're noticing a lot of strange things yourself, huh?
Well, considering where I live and how many people are around me, and yeah, I mean, between people acting like demons and other people acting like victims, and I mean, people leaving doors open, and I mean, just not even considering what their behavior is or the circumstances that will come from it. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yep. Are you keeping track of the politics or just the weirdness that's going on today?
Oh, my gosh. When I saw that Jeb Bush was flipping, hitting on somebody.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, what? I mean, I lived in Florida 50 years. I know Jeb Bush and his track record. I mean, it's...
So he doesn't go around beating up little girls?
Well, his daughters were always in trouble with the law, so who knows?
Huh. Yeah, it's kind of hard to stay on the straight and narrow. Even the Amish people have trouble with their younger ones because, you know, they're affected by the outside world. It's kind of like that movie, The Village. I don't know if you ever saw that, but it's one of my favorite examples of... you know, the way things would have to be, I suppose.
Because I'd have to check it out.
Yeah, it's, I don't want to spoil it for people.
Well, is it
on? If they haven't seen it. It's on, I think you can get it on Amazon, but you have to pay for it. Have you noticed that you have to pay for everything lately? A few months ago, you know, everything was, they had a lot of free things, but now everything's, you got to pay for it for the most part, or you got to buy a subscription to the different places.
Oh, right.
That's not so bad. There's a couple of the subscriptions that aren't bad. Stars is one of the best ones, but I like to watch movies too. Yeah, last 20 years or so, 25 years, I've been watching movies just to see what kind of propaganda is in them.
Right.
Like the virus thing, for example. We'll get back to the village in a second. But the virus thing, you know, they've been promoting fear with virus scares for the last 30, 40 years maybe.
Right.
With movies. I can't remember the first one, but what was the one in the 90s that was pretty prominent?
Wasn't the first real big one Adronimus Strain? Remember?
Maybe, yeah.
And the woman went into seizure because the light was blinking. And,
right. Yeah, I remember that one, but kind of. I don't remember the particulars, but I do remember the movie. What was that, in the 70s?
It had to be late 60s, early 70s, because
yeah.
I remember watching it as a child.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's been around for a while, but I really think that was the first one, Adronimus Strain.
Yep.
Had so many.
They had one in the 90s. I can't remember the name of that one offhand, but that was pretty intense, I guess.
Well, look at what they did when, what was it, Close Encounters?
Right.
Instead of claiming it aliens, they had taken this whole area and basically put everybody to sleep, and it looked like everybody died, and they wanted to say it was a pandemic. When it wasn't a pandemic, it was them putting the people asleep or whatever. You know, so they wouldn't want to go near the mountain where the UFO was at.
Right.
So,
yeah. It gets back to, you know, just setting the stage for people to be scared of their surroundings and whatever. So that's what's going on now, I think, you know. People have been pre-programmed, and they really believe what's happened. And this plandemic, or scamdemic, as some people call it, is nothing but a test, I think, to see what they can get away with people.
Well, just even going to the grocery store today, because I will not put a mask on. I don't give a flying leap.
Right.
I will not be a slave to somebody's mandate. And I don't care about the repercussions, but just looking at everybody with their mask on, thinking they're so proud of themselves for following the lead of this. And it's like, didn't anybody remember when they said that vitamin C and sunshine will kill this germ? So if you're going outside and you're in the sunshine, you know what I mean? I mean, they just, through the whole summer, they have had their masks on. For what reason? I have no idea.
Yeah, it's funny, getting back to politics a bit before we get back to the village. But the Republicans, during their convention, they none of them had them on. There was very few, and then Trump did a rally yesterday, and no one hardly had a mask on at all. But you went to the Biden rally he had, where about 10 people showed up compared to Trump's thousands.
Yeah, but there's two Bidens. I've seen pictures. It's like, no, that other one's a clown. Okay, one's a doofus and one's a clown.
Yeah,
okay. That's the only way I can see it. But they are not the same person.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I saw Mr. Rowe put up a photo the other day on our host chat that showed two different Bidens. Gosh, they kind of seem the same, but they're really not. I don't know. Then Trump plays it up that, what's wrong with Joe Biden? He's not the same, you know. So what's going on with that? I know they're throwing the Democrats under the bus. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, well, It's not like they haven't been throwing us under the bus, you know, kind of payback.
Well, that's for sure. It's kind of scary to know what's going to happen with this election. What do they have planned? I think Trump's going to get in, but how and what's going to transpire after that, I don't know. Anyway, back to the village. We can talk about that more, you know, after I get done with this. So put the village to rest. Yeah, there were some people that kept their people in a village, and you know, the elders were taking care of the people of the village, and there, you know, I don't want to spoil it because it was really interesting what it was about, but yeah, they had a monster they used to keep people in the village, and it was kind of weird, but the ending, towards the end, that dealt with a couple different subjects. And people should watch it because it's interesting. You know, I think that's what we are set for in the future. If people want to be away from this system, they're going to have to do their own villages. But the ones I'd like to have is not by fear tactics, as the movie portrayed, but more truth, you know, so people understand why they're in that village. But again, it's hard to keep people away from this evil that's out there, you know. I think a lot of it's technology, the evil that we face. Of course, we're on technology right now, but even the internet, when it first came out, it was a good thing, but it's turned into taking over people's lives, and the smartphones are a main part of that.
Well, they're made to do that.
Yeah, of course. I came up with a saying that goes like, until men stop being pawns of evil, technology is evil. And that's the, you know, the threat or the thing, you know, that people have to overcome.
They don't have a simple cause and effect of their mind to think that they're worth it. And when you live in fear and you don't think you're worthy and that you're a victim, what is that going to do? It's going to call more victimhood to you. So you're just suffocating yourself in life. It's despicable.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty sad. But I wouldn't have done my writing if it wasn't for computers. But you know, the computers were the first thing, of course, and the internet came soon after the computers did. I never got into DOS. That was just ridiculous to me. The green screen, you know. I needed the Windows to get going on it, or get really interested in it. But then, you know, after about 2005... it just started going to the dogs.
Well, see, I didn't get on the computer till 2010.
Wow.
So, yeah.
You held out.
Huh?
You really held out.
Well, I didn't have a choice, because every time I got near one, I would actually, programs would break, and I would end up with headaches and things like that, and my body just didn't want to be anywhere around all that stuff.
That's good.
I didn't get involved until 2009, not 2010, when it cost $6 a minute to call Africa, where my daughter was at.
Wow.
I figured, yeah.
Well, we're using a handy program, which is very good. I'm surprised phone companies don't get upset. They probably do, but I never hear about it. That's probably why we have to pay outrageous rates for phone anymore.
Oh, right. No doubt there. I only use my phone for text and that. Sure, it's got the camera and the video, but I really don't use that much unless I need to. But they're charging me $60 a month.
Yeah, my whole internet and phone's over $100.
I don't do internet on my phone. Computers for that.
Hey, mechanic just jumped into the chat room. Wonder what he's up to.
I don't know. It'd be great to talk to Mechanic. I haven't talked to him in a while.
Yeah. I don't know if he's listening.
Well, I don't either.
Welcome to come on with us, Mechanic, if you'd like. It's kind of preempt you this morning with me, and I'm dealing with this damn lawnmower in my ear here.
Right.
Can you hear that?
I did on that pass, yeah.
Yeah, that pass of paying the pain. It's like clockwork. It's really annoying.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm glad it rained, because the lawn camping was so dry.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all could get... here it comes again, like an airplane.
Yep. It's annoying. Sorry about that, folks.
Yeah, but we can't get pissed off about it. Because once...
Again?
Yeah, but then the energies go to something and it drains you of your energies. You know,
yeah.
The best way to get back at somebody is actually to bless them. Seriously.
Yeah, that would really upset them.
Exactly. It does. It's like waving your hand when somebody beeps their horn at you. They'll think you're waving at them and that you're just some kind of dip. And nope, it's F you in five languages.
I remember back in the 80s, I even threw up. I had a drink from a, one of those fast food, or not fast food, but convenience store, I think I had. And I threw it at someone's windshield because it cut me off.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, there was anger back in the 80s with me. Now, I should be more angry now, but I guess I've learned to live with the evil in the world.
Yeah, right. And it's definitely coming to face value, and.
Yep.
I mean, when you get charged for using a debit card and not cash, and then they're going to want you to use the debit cards. Every time you're going to use this debit card, somebody's going to get a cut of your money because you're using what they did tell you you have to use. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. I have ideas for a new government, or the states all need new governments, and so does the states need a federal government, but that'll probably never happen because no one's interested in law or anything like that. They're just interested in who can babysit them, and they can vote for to do that. So it's unfortunate, but yeah, one of the things is I was looking at Iceland's format, or their government format. I guess they got rid of some bankers a few years ago, and I was surprised that they have their own banks right now, the government does, which that's the way it should be, and guarded. But they said they might go to private banks, and I go, no, why would you do that?
Right.
You know, because that just, you know, I'm against socialism for the most part. But there's some things that the government has to handle. So there's no greed and profiteering that can be, come into the mix. And the banking's one of them.
Was that where the credit union is?
Somewhat. I don't have any accounts because I got fed up with the whole system years ago. But
right.
It's very hard to operate anymore. These debit cards that they you can get aren't that bad. You can get $500 for $6, I think. That's not too big a service charge. But, you can't use cash over the internet now or whatever. It's getting even harder to cash a $50 bill at a lot of these places. They won't take them, you know. So they're phasing out real money, or some kind of currency that you can deal with. They want to go all electronic, but it's really a pain because I was at a grocery store a few weeks back and we had a storm, and the power went out. And
right.
Yeah, the power was working, the registers worked, but the automated system wouldn't work.
Right.
So they could only take cash, which I thought was funny. You know, people couldn't use their damn cards, which they shouldn't be able to anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of scaring people with propaganda, I have a sister-in-law that there's this store that I don't know if on a well, why not Aldi's? It's a German-based company.
Right.
I have a sister-in-law that wouldn't shop there because all they would take is cash, and she was afraid she'd get mugged in the parking lot.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, that's how, and she's really scared of a lot of these movies. She won't even watch them.
What do you mean?
Because they scare her and put her in this place that she doesn't want to be in.
Well, because
she you know, she's victim or whatever. So that's, you know, I don't think she was ever attacked or anything. I'm pretty sure she wasn't, but still, that these movies and stuff instilled this into her. So she's an example of why or how movies can affect people. She won't even go for a walk. She's scared
really?
To do that. Yeah. Even out in the country where my parents, you know, when I was in high school back in the 70s, we never locked our door at night. Of course,
right.
They're doing it now. My parents are doing it now.
Huh.
It's really weird. Yeah, it's gotten really crappy.
Well, they don't realize how much they're calling to themselves by acting like that, too. Because like attracts like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That is just scary. I haven't worried about locking doors in years.
Just really? You still don't? Huh? Not that you don't have to answer that, but...
What's that?
Locking doors.
No. I mean, I lock my bedroom door when I leave the house, but... That's only because nobody needs to come into my room while I'm gone, you know?
You don't trust your roommates or whatever?
Well, I've had issues, and I'm just not going to give them free rein to make more issues, yeah.
I don't,
because I've had so many come in and out of here. I mean, if it wasn't for my light sleeping, I would have been imposed upon by two separate housemates because they were so drunk they didn't realize they were going into the wrong bedroom.
Uh-oh.
It's like, you know, so yeah, I do keep my door locked when I leave the house. And I have things that, because I don't live with the rest of the house. I have my kitchen in here except for the stove and the ovens are in the kitchen. But I use all my own materials, etc., because I can't believe that somebody out there is going to not cover something in case something happens to something. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So if you can't replace the things, then I'm very much a Taurus. Yep. I don't...
Still there? Uh-oh. Mona, did we lose you? Anyway, seems like we lost Mona. Try to get her back here. Anyway, yeah, this is Dare to Think Out Loud, doing a preemptive show today. Everyone kind of disappeared this morning. People got things to do or whatever, so... I woke up this morning, as I stated earlier, I went to bed late last night and had to get up and deal with things, and everyone says, well, I can't make it, so. That's what I'm dealing with here. And the chat room didn't work for the station, so Terry... Help me with that at the last second. So I got a hold of Mona, and now she's gone. I don't know what's going on with her Skype. Maybe she'll be back in a second. But yeah, this is Revolution Radio. My name's LB Bork. This is Dare to Think Out Loud, as I said. We're just talking about this or that. If anyone's in the chat room listening, you're welcome to join us today. Mona, I'm sure we'll be back in a minute. Mechanic popped into the chat room. I don't know what he's doing. Mona was really interested in maybe having him on and talking with him because I don't think she has. I'll try him again in the chat room. We've got a break coming up in a minute. But, yeah, politics. I'd like to get into that a little more. We did a little bit with the virus scam a few minutes ago, but I don't know. It's really sad that folks are putting up with this. I think the people in Europe are really going after it, but the people in the United States are, you know, distracted with this Black Lives Matter and the election and, you know, just a host of other things that these controllers have put together. It's really sad that people are, you know, that far off that they trust what government says, period. It's really weird. I stopped trusting them probably back in the 60s when I was 4 years old. After they shot Kennedy, I just thought that was pretty weird for a four-year-old. So I grew up not trusting the government, just kind of existing, you know. But yeah, I couched it until I was about, 30. And then I started getting interested. By 35, I was studying law and seeing what the heck was going on. I always thought the people were criminals that ran government, but after I got into it, I just couldn't believe how evil this system is. And people don't like to believe what I have to tell them. They keep on going forward with evilness. I just don't understand it. Anyway, yeah, we'll be back in a few minutes. We got a break here. This is Dare to Think Out Loud. Got another three quarters of the show to go. Program, as I like to call it. See you in a couple minutes.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me death!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven. Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got here.
Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Well, we're back. This is Dare to Think Out Loud. This is Revolution Radio. Hope you're all doing well today. Anyway, this is the second segment of today's program. I was talking with Mona last segment. I think she's back. Are you there, Mona?
Yeah, my internet just blooped to me. That's all.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mechanic's on with us, too. How you doing, Mechanic?
Hey, Mechanic.
Hey, Mona.
Oh, he's giving you the stuff.
What is really going on right now? You better snap into a Slim Jim, lady.
Mona's always been laid back.
It's hard to get that one pumped up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love her to death, though. Mona's great. Thanks for having me on the show, LB. What are we doing over here? How's everybody this morning?
I don't know. This program, Dare to Think Out Loud, is interesting because we just have people on that kind of speak their mind. Usually we have a topic. Today we really don't. We're just doing whatever comes to mind. You know, you can talk about your anti-mask program or, you know, project that you're doing if you want.
Well, I tell you what, Matt, I'd rather cover another topic. A lot of people are covering it right now, and I'm not sure if you two are aware of it. It's been in the host chat this morning, but I covered it last night. How you doing, Pop, Mitzi? How you doing? I covered it last night, and our Canadians up in there, how you doing? And I tell you, justice served within a moment's notice, right? I mean, this guy, the killer of a Patriot Prayer member. This dude, you know, got real cocky on some Vice network. I think Vice needs to be held accountable. This dude, I'm not sure which came first, the warrant or the Vice interview.
Was it that Vice internet program?
Or that's that, right.
They're a bunch of asses, man.
Yeah, anyway, that's right. They're part of the problem, not the solution. They're on the wrong side of history. I'm fully aware of this issue. No doubt. These people, they're no different from any mainstream organization, but they'll come at the millennials. That's what their target is the millennial. And they virtue signal, they this, they that. And that's how they get the sympathies, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's evil. It's really sad the way the liberal mind has taken over the internet.
It's a cancer.
It is. It's strange the way they've done this. You know, I think you believe, as Monin does also, that Facebook and Twitter are both, as far as I'm concerned, they're like shadow government operations.
Oh, yeah.
The government can't do it. But, you know, the shadow government can. And, their agenda is just totally, well, Marxist.
It's been that way for quite some time now. Yeah. And the more I'm on this here platform, the more I get educated. Honestly, folks, I'm learning stuff every day. Every day I inhale greatness out of this platform. It's awesome.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, good people.
So much
here
knowledge.
At the station.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, so we much got knowledge. Text about the BS that's going on. Covert report. There are now helmets that these people are wearing. Of course, they're police on their little scooter doohickers, and that they're surveying everybody. There is no place that you can go that you are not being surveyed. Or, you know, there's some kind of surveillance to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have cameras in town here. I remember when I was down in Arizona, they put the traffic intersection cameras up, and people got up in arms about that. You know, and people are getting tickets sent to their house with the old flash of their face. You know, it's really close. You can see the driver. So, I don't know. Yeah, Mona and I were talking about technology last segment. And it's gotten really weird over the years. It's gotten worse and worse. These smartphones are just invasive and they're spying on people. I don't have a smartphone and I don't have a phone right now. I wouldn't have one even if I wanted one or needed one. I don't want one.
Well, I tell you what, I find that it's a quicker route to financial responsibility, if you will. So the phone for me is really, because I'm relied on to complete certain aspects of my job, right? My chosen profession, and essentially I'm on call, right? So how does that work if I'm out in the field somewhere and I can't be gotten a hold of? Meanwhile, there's an emergency situ developing at a rapid pace, right? Without a phone, it would definitely complicate the situation, right?
Yep. I know. I haven't even had a vehicle for 20 years plus, because when I got out of the system, I said, I'm done with this materialistic, forced system that we're in. So
I see.
That was another thing. I positioned myself where I really didn't need a vehicle and certainly don't need a phone. But, there was times I went out and did seminars before the internet just destroyed what I had going about 10 years ago. The operatives and opportunists just came out of the woodwork.
Uh-huh.
And it destroyed the political movement I was trying to form. Trying to get it back up, as you know, mechanic.
I'm aware.
Yeah,
there's
trying to get it going again.
The ring, Chief.
Yeah, the ring, yeah. Kind of a new political movement based on law. And I watched a movie last night, John Breeson, who's on this program normally. He had a sore throat this morning, so he couldn't do the program. But, yeah, I watched a movie last night that he suggested. It wasn't a movie, but it was a tax protester from the 70s and 80s that he was aware of that I didn't even know about. So, I watched a movie called Death and Taxes that dealt with this gentleman that eventually got killed by the federal government for tax protesting. But, back in the 80s and 90s, when I got into this in the 90s, there were a bunch of brave people that were fighting the government, and that you don't see that anymore, really. All that's out there now is the planned opposition. Even, things like, what was that, a couple years ago, where they Occupy Wall Street, sorry. Mine's going a bit. That got overtaken.
What's up, Mona?
That was taken over a long time.
It was taken over. Yeah, that's my point.
But
the Black Lives Matter and all this protesting, now that's all planned opposition.
Oh, that's all bullshit.
From the get-go.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no real patriots out there fighting back anymore.
We were educated in Marxism, and that is our plight.
Yeah.
Well,
That's it.
Played a video yesterday or last night on his show, and it was straight where these Marxists, they're going down to the kindergartners. I mean, they are taking over and corralling these people, and every time I think about it, I remember that TV series V, where the reptiles were coming down and making all the children tell on their parents. And I mean, it's just, we are fodder to them. We mean nothing to these a-holes. Nothing.
Yeah, see,
well, we're expendable, less than human, goyim, if you will.
Yeah, that's the derogatory statement by the chosen ones, or whatever we want to call them.
Yeah, useless eaters.
Useless eaters.
On.
Yeah, all the stuff that most people don't know about.
So I'm on a. Let me share something with you, folks. Huh? I mean, shove me up anytime. All right. So,
go ahead.
We got a situation where I'm in a YouTube channel yesterday afternoon. And these two gentlemen in there, and I'm not going to name names right now just for the sake of just avoiding any kind of bull that might come my way. You got this situ where two individuals are breaking down the Kyle Rittenhouse video footage. Okay? Kyle of Duty Rittenhouse footage. A damn patriot in my mind. So this cat goes this direction where he starts calling the arm fake. It's a sleeve. The blood is fake. There's not enough of it. How is he able to hold a pistol and still be shot? They start going step by step analyzing this video, right?
Yeah.
They're calling it all theater, folks. And I don't know what to make of it right now, because to a point it did look organic, but then I did notice a few things that were questionable. However, the media taking anything to do with him off and banning him from Facebook chats and things like that. Yeah. All these things, it's really hard. We really need to dissect these things on our own, folks. You cannot leave these stories to these shills, these mainstream media folk. They're out here to stir you in another direction. Right. Anywhere else but the truth.
Yeah.
That's the direction they want to send you. Go ahead.
Well, that was like when they were saying that the rioters were protesters. Excuse me. There is a difference.
Yeah.
And here, we'll just leave a pile of bricks and you go play now, won't you? I mean, are people really that stupid and slow that they can't tell the difference between people who want to make a change and those that are making changes because they're getting paid to make the changes, so we have less of? I mean, it's as funky as California and Pelosi going to get her hair done, but nobody else can.
Then she said she was set up.
Oh, and then she got protesters outside in front of her her place, huh?
Who, the hairstylist? Or?
Yeah, what happened is not the hairstylist.
Pelosi.
In front of Pelosi's either office or her house, a bunch of stylists showed up with their customers, and I think they were cutting hair on the front lawn of her place.
They were also, instead of toilet papering, they were putting curlers and other things like that on the trees. I mean, that's as funny as sending cigars to Hillary.
When are people going to... I'm talking the masses. I'm not talking about one neighborhood at a time. Look at the lunacy taking place in front of a civilized society. And we respond with nothing. We do nothing.
Well, it's even in town here. You see Biden signs all over the place. You know, not a lot, but
there's no Trump signs. It was disgusting.
There's no Trump signs, but you look at the rallies. Like yesterday, Biden showed up at Kenosha in Wisconsin here, right. And there was hardly anyone there.
No,
but the Trump rally that was held, there were thousands of people.
I got to tell you guys, this is going to
sound... And they didn't have masks on.
This is deep. This is deep right here. It's deep down the rabbit hole.
Go ahead.
I'm beginning to think that Biden's behavior, his VP pick, his legacy, everything to do with the Democratic Party at this very moment is 100% intentional.
Oh, yeah. No, I think they're being thrown under the bus.
They want a guaranteed red ticket.
Right.
100%. Yep. They have to guarantee Trump gets in the office. 100%. This is what it's beginning to look like for me. The foul, the order, the stench of what is being conducted right now, you can't ignore it. So it has to be intentional. The Dems are stupid. Don't get me wrong. The liberal, these liberal liberalcrats have their head clean at their ass. They don't care about your best interest at all. They want a complete nanny state for the simplicity of control. That's what they're after. Don't get it twisted. It's no other method than control. And we allow it. It's disgusting. Disgraceful. And when I speak up in public, I get ridiculed like I'm the bad guy.
Yeah, it's sad. There was a movie called... I can't think of it. My mind these days. I'm getting as bad as fake Biden, if that's really him. Handmaid's Tale. They kind of rebirthed that in the last few years, but there was a movie with Robert Duvall called Handmaid's Tale, and they, you know, things were bad. There was a virus or whatever hit the earth, and the Illuminati types were controlling everything, and you know, they made it like the people that cause the problems are people like us, and everything went to hell because of us.
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
And
now.
That's basically the way what you're describing. You know.
Yeah, they're attacking the truth community.
Right.
Is under attack. Period. Period. That's what we're trying to do here, folks. But never forget that obligation. I say it twice, three times, four times an hour when I'm on the show. You're obligated to do your own research and come to your own conclusions here. Never take anybody's word just right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
You need third, a fourth, a fifth resource.
When I got into this, you know, some of the things didn't make sense to me, and, you know, people were going to prison. And I did believe in law at the time, and I still do to this day. And they keep promising us. They follow the rule of law, which I still believe. It's their Achilles heel, because all they got really against us is, yeah, they can kill people. All we have is truth, but they also have deception.
No. We have numbers, bro.
Yeah, we have numbers. I definitely agree with that. But the deception, as we're kind of laying out here, is what keeps these people at bay. And back to the issue of... you know, no Trump signs around town. People are, the silent majority are kept silent. They're afraid to speak.
That's not the case in Nevada. I think it depends on where you go, honestly.
I guess,
Even here in this town, I see a little bit of the Trump going on. So
it's interesting, Wisconsin being, you know, the as far as I'm concerned, the first communist state. It got its statehood in 1848, the same year Marx put out the Communist Manifesto. There was a bunch of his people that came over in 1848 and settled in Wisconsin. They started the Republican Party in Ripon, Wisconsin. I think it's Ripon. But as far as I'm concerned, we're seeing the Red Party take over now, as you mentioned, Mechanic, a few minutes ago.
And it's not and, a...
No, it's not a coincidence. And,
because take a look at 1984. What happened?
I don't know. I just remember.
I don't know. There's a lot of things that happened. Are you talking about the book or the movie?
1984, a red state sweep. There was only one blue state. It was Minnesota.
Oh, 1984.
But the whole thing is how do you trust any of that? How do you get a collected, or what is it, the college... Electoral College, or all the rest of
the
BS.
The Electrical College.
Remember the electric company back in the
70s? Did they get rid of it?
I don't know. I don't follow politics anymore.
No, it's still there, but they want to get rid of it. See, the popular vote would be the pure democracy,
right,
which is this whole system. Under the 14th Amendment or Reconstruction needs people's approval, and it is a crime to vote. I'll never, denounce that. As a matter of law, it's a crime. They violated the Constitution under Article 5. And because of that and the system that they have in place, they had to get people's permission to screw them over like they had. So they turned them into criminals by, you know, the Section 2 of the 14th Amendment so they could use their law web to turn them into criminals and also turn them into slaves. And it's called a legal fiction. That's what they believe, and no one argues it. So they get to – they're slaves. If you look they made humanity a commodity, sir. Yeah, they're commodities. Yeah, that's how they turned them into economic commodities or slaves.
Right.
And no one knows about it. People are tenants of their property, like they're renters in sense. This is a feudal system, just like back in days of old over in Europe. And you had the feudal lords called Congress that are regulating who can have property or who owns it or not. And if things were proper, a corporation could not own property. But, of course, you have the people like, you know, the rich, what's his name, Mitt Romney. You know, he's saying corporations are people, too, which is horseshit.
Right.
They're not, but this is all part of this system.
Well, he's saying that so that they can throw their dollars at a politician as freedom of speech.
Well, that's all part of this. The corporations run everything.
Your dollars are freedom of speech, which is that just seems preposterous to me, but whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's all part of the, you know, the platform project. The Commie Association, as I call it. It's very evil, but no one listens to me. You know, 20 years, getting back to what I was saying about me doing my own research, that told me when I found out what was going on, because no one really hammers it, that people, one, they don't do their own research, and two, they're told what to think. So that tells me that most of the people over the past 150 years have been plants or operatives.
Right.
And it's gotten worse, you know.
Well, yeah, because the situation is we're told we are the bad guys. It's like somebody says about the conspiracy theorists. It's like, we're not theorists. We have investigated this.
Yeah.
Look back at the information, and this is how we see it.
Well, sure. Look, they created, Mona, they created this this conspiracy theorist negative position, right? So basically the term itself is has a negative connotation to it. And that's intentional. That was created right. by the CIA to basically, how would you say, wreck the vision of people who are thinking for themselves, and society would have the idea that those people are nuts.
They're losers. Yeah. You're a loser.
No, that's the way this works. It gets back to that movie.
Yeah,
I mentioned you know, Handmaid's Tale.
If anybody who questioned the assassination became a outcast, and you're crazy, and you're out of your mind, and you know our government's not about that, and this is where we are now. You know, as a Lyft driver, an Uber driver in San Diego, I did it in 2012, 13, even 14, I think, for a little bit. And I'll tell you what, I used to absolutely love getting millennials in the car, because I would just, I mean, I would just start breaking it down. I mean, it would be a 5-minute ride. They would get 5 hours of education.
Wow.
Right? They would get inundated. Some of them liked it. Some of them didn't. Some of them were like, hey, you know, I know how to break it off when I had to. But on one of my very last trips, I had nothing to lose. I knew I was walking away from Lyft and Uber, and I was done with it, and, you know, I was never going back. And I had told, you know, we're driving along, and these two chicks are just happy-go-lucky, and they're like 26, 27. And I said, hey, I got some great news. You girls are having some good times. We're in San Diego. You're out in the clubs. Check this out. I just learned this not too long ago. No kids died in Sandy Hook.
Right.
Aren't you happy? And they just lost it.
Huh.
You're psycho. You're psycho. I'm calling the cops. Blah, 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 blah. Oh. Hurting the guy on the card.
Awesome. Well, the Boston Marathon too. That was a setup.
Yeah, false flag.
False flag.
Yeah, 100%. They announced it. They told everybody. They told everybody the morning of that this was an exercise.
They did that with this plandemic too. Remember early on in this plandemic, they said, "Yeah, this is an exercise."
Oh yeah,
it's a live exercise.
Live exercise or something to that
Mike
effect.
Pompeo, this is a live exercise. We've got to get this right. And then here's Trump. You should have told us. What does that say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like Fauci, like he doesn't know Bill Gates. I mean, I am amazed that somebody hasn't come along and done something to change the scenario. Because these people are out and out murderers.
They're
siding us, and we're going along with it. Not maybe us three here.
Yeah, I just got cautioned in the chat room that, you know, I say no one listens to me. And Mitzi said, yeah, we listen to you, LP. And I go, yeah, it's like grains of sand on the beach, you know. Mm-hmm. Might have a couple people. Anyway, I want to thank you two for joining me. This is fun. We got a break coming up. We still got an hour to go. This is Dare to Think Out Loud.
Yes, it is.
Thank you, people, for joining us. We'll be back in a few minutes after these breaks.
Broke.
Or this break.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number three is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
Well, we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne, and I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in defense condition one. As we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in, and I ask that you join me every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
We shall never surrender.
Anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
It's just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, and stupidity.
I'll do you for that. What? Come here. What are you going to do, bleed on me? I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio!
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Well, we're back. This is Dare to Think Out Loud. My name's LB Bork, founder of People's Awareness Coalition about 22 years ago. I've been doing this for 36 years or whatever it's been, but today is September 4th. Thanks for joining us. This is hour two. The regular panel kind of had things to do or whatever came up. John had a sore throat. Duties called for the other two, but it was great that Mona was able to come on and the mechanic. I'm glad you two could join us today. Thanks for doing that.
Yeah, I had nothing else to do.
Yeah, I'm the kind of guy that, you know, people ask me to do the other roundtables and whatever, but I really, you know, I quit my program back in, I don't even know what year it was, 2008, 10. I said, I'm tired of talking. You know, I came out with PAC, People's Awareness Coalition, and I have a remedy. And our remedy is going against this political system and taking back our nationalities, which the Communist Manifesto has taken away, along with the 14th Amendment system. And no one's interested in it. And that's why I keep saying people love their Marxism. They're not willing to fix themselves. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as we were talking about the top of last hour, that this is all, it's all orchestrated. They're telling people out front, they're jerking you around. And they're probably laughing their asses off in their smoke-filled rooms and whoever and wherever they put this together. How stupid people are.
Yeah, no question, bro. No question. I called this out a couple of days ago. We are the punchline. Go ahead. Yep. Keep it going, dude.
Well, it's the boob tube. Come on. It's been happening since forever. People who want to listen and follow and think that the TV is the truth and the facts and they're not going to lie to you? BS. Where is Obama's true birth certificate? I mean, that guy got rich.
Oh, you're one of those birthers.
No, I'm just saying.
No, I was being facetious.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's what they do. You're a conspiracy theorist.
Oh, yeah.
And that's just part of the program. Oh, let's see what we could get them to buy into today.
Well, or immediately this year. Discredited, right? When you question the official narrative, immediately discredited.
Yep. Well, I've been written up decades ago from Reagan on up, man, because I was always out there people that you can't be following this crap and believing it. So I've had a target for decades.
Well, part of PAC's program is, you know, studying law, and there's evidence that, you know, I can give it to you. There's evidence that the system of societal law for the United States was the common law. And they overlapped it with civil law, which is, you know, they're saying America's not socialist. Well, the foundation for socialism is being a citizen, because that's where they get you with private law. And private law is you have to be part of the association that private law encompasses. So everyone's part of this being a citizen. And, you know, I discovered this, you know, years ago. And I pretty much didn't, you know, go on that aspect. But I'm doing it from now on. Citizenship is socialism. So they're telling people, oh, we're not socialists. That's total bullshit. The system was overrun from day one with citizenship. You know, the state citizenship, and the 14th Amendment just came out with a fraudulent citizenship. And the so-called Civil War that did this wasn't a civil war, because each state adopted, for the most part, common law, which is societal law, which basically frees you from government, for, you know, except for maybe crimes of death and things like that. or stealing, you know, common law crimes. But everyone loves their Marxism today, especially. You know, this has been going on for, 150 years. And everyone's a slave. That's all there is to it. And no one listens to what I have to say, hardly. They're not willing to do what it takes to get out of the system and be free under Republican freedom. It's pretty sad. And like we were saying, this is all a game with these people. There's a common law maxim that's kind of unbelievable. I'd like to see where they came up with that. But because common law is based on custom and usages, I guess for the most part. I think long ago people weren't as stupid as they are today, but there's a common law maxim that they use against people. It's called "Let them who wish to be deceived be deceived." Well, so that's their game plan.
They're
okaying it based on, oh, we'll just give them notice here. This is an exercise. Oh, we're free to screw them around now. We've given them notice, so they're excused.
But they're also free to censor everybody else and not even allow.
Well, they got the money, you know. People have to get off these platforms. I said to someone the other day, I forget who it was. I think I put it in host chat. People should start banning Twitter and Facebook. But they won't, because they have to be part of the group think or the sheep.
Yeah, I stay clear of them things.
We play it. Yeah. Not all of us play it that way. Now, wait a minute here.
Well, I may be a little bitter because they kicked me off for telling the truth. And there's no freedom of speech. And it's not First Amendment because it's a shadow government operation. They're not bound by the Constitution. But no. They are corporations, and the Congress could do, what they want with them. But they're not doing it very quickly, are they now?
I get some pretty good sites and information from other people who are like-minded. And, yes, I've calmed down on all the literature information. But I post your post. When I have one of your pack things, it goes straight to Facebook. So if I can't...
No, thanks.
I'm having people who are hopefully looking at it.
What we have to do with the ring is create what I call a pack army, because we are at war. The Communist Manifesto that it's applied all over the world. Manifesto means Declaration of War and International Law. That the chosen ones are the Synagogue of Satan is the one that put this thing out. Marx was just the author, front man for it, and right. It's economic war against the world. They stole people's economies, meaning, they slowly, for example, here in the United States, once they got it put in place, the bankers mortgaged the Democrats. The Democrats were the actual people of America before the radical Republicans came along, the original Communist Party, and took over under Lincoln, and that's how they got this Reconstruction government put in. But they flipped the Democrats, because the Democrats were the original landowners, and right now they're the Reds, as I call them, the Republicans. The whole political system is, as I call it, Red Faction. It's all the same thing, but they because of the 14th Amendment, putting everything in one red box. But they're using the Democrats as useful idiots right now, and they're just playing with like a cat plays with a mouse, and they're throwing them under the bus. And I predicted 20 years ago that they're going to have one party, and it's going to be stealthy totalitarianism, the way it looks now. Like Mechanic said, last hour, that there's no doubt that. They're working up for everyone voting for Trump. No doubt in my mind, they're doing exactly what I laid out in my book. 20 years ago.
But the whole thing is they put this pandemic into effect so people would be afraid to go to the polling places. And so they would do the mail-in, which are so easy to just Shanghai the voting things and just put them somewhere until later. And that because of the absentee ballots, it's going to take longer to pull all the votes together. I mean, they are going to screw this vote. Now, I'm not, I haven't voted since Rothnader, okay? So, the whole thing is it's such a sham, it's such a game that why, you know, if we should be voting each of us into office. If we had, I mean, if everybody who voted put themselves for independence for all, then maybe we could get our country back. But no, we want to have...
It's countries. Each state is a country.
Right. I don't doubt that at all.
No, it's part of the communist programming is to make people believe that the United States is a country and nation. It's not.
Right.
As a matter of international law. And like I said a few minutes ago, that's been PAC's thing is people need to take their nationalities back in the states because it's codified. I can show everyone. I can show you evidence where the Republic died with Reconstruction in their own code. You know, it's all there. And like we've been saying here, they do this based on, oh, we gave you notice, but we're lying to you and jerking you around.
Right.
You know, that's how they get away with it. It's their excuse. They can never be brought to court or task based on they've given notice. And I was talking about that gentleman that they killed, I think it was eight in the 80s. I don't remember dates that well. And I just watched this movie late last night. That's one reason I was up late this morning. Because I was watching this movie. You still there, mechanic?
I'm right here, man.
Okay, cool. Thanks for listening. Yeah, I can. When I get on a soapbox, I get on a soapbox. But just a minute, I'm looking for the guy's name. I can't even remember it. And John Breeson asked me if I heard of this guy, and I go, no, not really. Yeah, but he came in. He was killed about the same time I got into the movement, and he had a posse comitatus down in Texas. He moved up to North Dakota, and they killed him for being what they called a tax protester back then. And I told Gordon Call, Gordon Call is his name. But, the movie I watched is on YouTube, and it's called Death and Taxes. It was a two-hour movie. It showed how, you know, his plight. He found out early on in the 60s that, you know, he said, he wrote the IRS and said, I'm done with taxes. And he said, I'm not filing anymore. And then he went around and talked about it a bit, like I was for a while. Before the movement was commandeered in about 2008. You know, we do doing a lot. I wasn't afraid of him because one of my points to John was it's unfortunate that no one did the deep research that I had because they've given us a way out. But it was buried and the whole agency system under the 14th Amendment is grounded in communism. And they've given us a way out, and there's different ways of arguing it. But, you know, no one knew it back then. And that's what my research brought forward to the nth degree is how to just put these people in their place because they operate 100% on deception and what they can get away with. And once you hit them with the law that allows you to be free, they can't do much about it. I mean, except for kill you. And they do, but that's part of PAC's, you know, goal is to educate these people on the lower part of the totem pole or pyramid, as it is. because it is the Illuminati pyramid. They're as ignorant as a lot of the other people. Even the sheriffs and things are ignorant. And I think mechanics, part of his whole philosophy the last several years before he even met me was to, you know, get in with the police and try to educate them and use law against them and, you know, not go to war with them, but be peaceful, which is a good thing to do. He's one of the few people I've met in the last 10 years that even try to do such things. Everyone else is out there, you know, rioting and talking about if Trump's going to get elected. You know, that's how they commandeered the movement. That no one talks about law anymore, and that's how to win this.
Well, because they don't recognize that there is an organic human law, universal law, not by our names, not by our patents, not by our other things, but just a spiritual law. And until people recognize we aren't allowed to even have our spiritual law because man knows better than what the universe knows, I have a very hard time with that.
No, it's called natural law. That's what they've called it in the system. And, of course, they don't teach this at the colleges. All they teach these so-called lawyers is the system.
The maritime law, right?
No, it's not maritime.
What is it?
That's another disinformation program.
Okay.
Yeah, this clown, Jordan Maxwell, he screwed up the law movement back early in the early 2000s. He was teaching the straw man crap, and that's just more disinformation. Just like the Southern Poverty Law Center's shadow government operation, they went out teaching people like the sheriff departments and police departments and judges, which don't know anything. I've met with a few judges. They don't, these municipal judges for the towns and stuff, they don't know anything about law. The Southern Poverty Law Center goes out there, which is part of the ADL, which is part of the Synagogue of Satan, Anti-Defamation League. They went out teaching these judges and police that, you got to watch out for these sovereigns or the people that are constitutionalist. They're just bad, evil people.
Right.
And all they were doing is covering up the common law that I was talking about, that the societal law of the United States or the Union, each state of the Union adopted it for the most part. Some of the later states might not have, because of the progression into communism. But the Union itself, that's the foundation of how the Founding Fathers set this up. And it's covered up with civil law. And that's...
Yeah, the Founding Fathers...
A lot of layers, yeah.
Weren't they most Freemasons anyways?
Yeah, some of them were, but I think they were naive. The Synagogue of Satan is always running in the background. You know, people came to America to get away from the church, but they were already infiltrated into the church with the Jesuit order in the 1500s. So the church was poisoned way back when, but, you know, just like the Constitution when it was put in place, there, you know, even the Council of Nicaea, you know, back when they put the Bible together. There's some good people that, you know, there's good spiritual people that worked on that, but the synagogue of Satan or evil is always there lurking, but it can't expose itself, you know, so they have to do their best to get their programs put in place, but they can't be obvious about it. So they've always operated under stealth for, you know, a long time, so. That's how they get away with it. Ignorance is the biggest way they get away with it. And, of course, part of communism is being taught by public school. And I was watching a movie, and I knew this already, but it was interesting. Babe Ruth, the baseball player, his dad and mother got fed up with his attitude and whatever. They took him to a Catholic orphanage type thing, and the arch in the movie, which I, you know, sometimes movies are accurate, and the arch on the movie was, of course, a Catholic organization, and this is in the early 1900s, it said School of Industry or something on top of it. And my point is the Jesuit order, or like Georgetown, was put in place the same time the Constitution was installed. You know, the Jesuits are behind all this. The Catholic Church is nothing but an organization to create these human resources for the industry of the synagogue of Satan. And that's it in a nutshell. You can believe it or not believe it, but that's why everyone on earth is basically a slave of the economic system put under, implemented under the Communist Manifesto. Right. It's all about profits of these people. Anyway, I'll get off the soapbox.
What were you going to say, mechanic?
I
put him to sleep.
Yeah, right. People are, people are willingly walking right in to this mentality that they're currently in. They willingly walked right into it without questioning anything. Here's right. how it went down. You got a set of parents. They send their kids off to school. They don't look at the homework. They don't look at the videos. They're not checking in with the teachers. They're barely tolerating a PTA meeting. None of that's going down.
Yep.
Okay. Furthermore, they send them off to college, and in comes the full-scale Marxist agenda on a plate called democracy.
Yep.
Okay. Inside of a college classroom, they come out wearing skinny jeans, spiked haircuts. You can't even tell the difference between the genders half the time. They're weak. They're injured easily. They're soft. They never fall off a bicycle. They have no scars. Very little struggle in life leads to very little strength. That's all I wanted to say. That's where it's going down.
No, that's right.
That's what the tragedy is.
But they do by the laws that they have created to manifest that we don't have any validity.
No, one of the things that I discovered is they treat us as animals. It's in the code today, and that goes back to the Justinian law of Rome, and it, you know, ties back to the Roman law system that man is animal. And yeah, scientifically we're mammals, just like any other mammal. But spiritually, we're spiritual, and that's made us different. And of course, like I say, what's the difference between man and animal? And I'll answer it. That's rhetorical in a sense. But man can destroy Earth.
Right.
So there's a major difference there. So, you know, the Bible laid things out. I'm not going to say the Bible is 100% perfect or not some kind of control mechanism put out by these people long ago. But, you know, it works for people. It gives them hope and faith and something to trust. But this new age of Aquarius is going to be controlled by man. They're doing away with God. That's, of course, part of communism. And there's going to be no more God or no more creator.
Vaccination, where they're trying to terraform humans so then they can become patented and owned by some corporation. So
and
if people are falling for that, we're gone. It's over. I can't believe people will actually fall for this.
Well, they do because they trust man and they trust the government, which is, man creation. Here's one of my favorite quotes I dug up over the years of my research. You know, I like I tell people, I told John Breeson, for example, I do surface research. You know, it's an Occam's razor type thing. You don't need to dig deep into things. I have a bullshit detector where I can read something and pretty much see where it's going. I don't need to know about the person or whatever. It's in the Bible written as you shall know them by their fruits. And this is just one thing here that's a quote by Chester Pierce of Harvard University. He was in the Department of Psychology. He said, every child of America entering at the age of five is mentally ill because he comes to school with certain allegiances. Allegiances toward his founding fathers, toward his elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief in a supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of his nation as a separate entity. It's up to you teachers to make all these children well by creating international children of the future. Isn't that sick?
That is sick.
It's sick. And like a mechanic just said, everyone shuffled off to school and here, go learn from these people. And my parents did the exact same thing. Mechanic said, oh, let's see your report card. Oh, C's and D's. At least there's no F's. You know, that's all they cared about. And I got C's and D's because I was terribly bored with the curriculum I was being taught. You know, I just did enough to get by because I didn't care. And they didn't care. All they cared is I didn't get F's. And they weren't proud of me, probably.
Right.
They're proud of my one brother that went to chiropractic school and spent $100,000 on college, which he's working for an insurance company. So that's the system, folks. Anyway, this is Dare to Think Out Loud. We still got another segment, another 30 minutes. We'll be back after these station messages.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take
the future is uncertain. I know this. Death is inevitable. I know this. But one thing is certain. As free men, it is our right to live unencumbered and in peace. And those times are quickly drawing to an end. And in these times, peace is certainly an illusion. And as the chains grow tighter, our ability to slip those chains increase incrementally with every passing moment. Inaction is no longer an option. It's time to raise our voices like a cacophony of thunder and lightning and tell the masters no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away.
Travels to Earth through the rainbow crystal bubbles from the furthest reaches of space and time, across the dimensions, through the elements, and in harmony with the colors of the universe. Through her mastery of abstract stream of consciousness malapropisms, she weaves a web of comic, satiric, cosmic conversation. Her subjects can range from Norman, the goose next door, to astrology and earth changes, and into the deep recesses of the soul matrix. She holds a wealth of knowledge on herbs, plants, and astrology. Join Mona and her guests on Adventures of a Feral Hippie as she touches the earthly radio waves 5 days a week at 2 p.m. Monday to Friday on Studio B at Revolution Radio.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
I want to want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got here.
Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Yes, we're back. This is Dare to Think Out Loud. My name's Helby Bork. And we're talking with Mona Radler of the station and also the mechanic. Want to thank Revolution Radio, or I like freedomslips.com better, or the Freedom Slips language, because our freedom has really slipped. And I want to thank Nighthawk. I know he's passed on. It's been about a year now, I think, a little over a year. Yeah, it's I'm really sad that I didn't get to know him better.
That guy, I mean, I've been part of the station since 2014, so I've been around. And I got to meet him. I got to sleep in his house, eat his food,
right,
and be tested by him, okay? Because he really did make me out to be the better Mona than I could have been.
Mm.
Because he wasn't a liar. He wasn't a backstabber. He wasn't somebody trying to make his ego so grandiose, right? He was a true human being. And for what's happening now, he was trying to warn us. Just like he said about the Sandy Hook thing. No children got killed.
Right.
And what about the LaVoy with the BLM? Okay, now people will think Black Lives Matter. No, it's the organization that takes away our public lands that we're all supposed to have access to and to be it as a part of our inheritance.
It's inheritance, and that's what state means, e-state. And I just wrote some things on that. Like Mechanic mentioned, we have this new program going called The Ring, and it's a political movement, and of course it deals with a outside-the-box political movement. It's about education, and hopefully it's up and running by the election. But I need funding for this, and I can't get funding. You know, these idiots, liberal idiots, get all kinds of money because it's all rigged. But you can't get money out of people to save their souls.
Right.
You know, it's like they treat me like, oh, you're going to rip me off or whatever. I'm not Joel Osteen. There's a rule of business that if your business doesn't work within 2 or 3 years, you should shut it down because it's going to fail or it's a failure. You can't keep shoveling money into it. Well, I've been doing this 25 years, 22 with PAC, and I'm poor. Either I'm a total retard idiot, or I'm doing this for the right reasons. And if people can't figure that out, if they get the crap that's written on the internet about me and think that's the end of all end or be alls, it's sad that they can't think, it's really sad. And like I said last hour, and you just referenced Mona, the main thing is of communism, it's in the Communist Manifesto. They say we're going to, I'm paraphrasing, they say we're going to take countries and nationalities away from people. And that's the basis for People's Awareness Coalition, because not only did they try to do that secretly with the Constitution, but they also tried to do it, or they did it for sure, with the 14th Amendment. So our whole thing is taking our nationalities back and taking our countries back, so-called states is what I was referencing, but I define all these things in the lexicon for the Ring Project. But people need to start doing that. They need to take their nationalities back and then tell these commie bastards to shove it up their ass.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Well, I made a decision a few months ago that I'm done being nice. And if people want to treat me like shit, they'll get treated like shit back. And as far as I know, the mechanic, not that everyone's not supportive, but the mechanic's been the only one that shared my papers with the police and stuff. He's the pack army I was talking about, in a sense, you know. Mm-hmm. People need to quit being wusses and get doing things. I've got tons of writings out there. It's interesting. I just pulled packinlaw.us up on Yahoo, and nothing came up. I think if you put it into Chrome or Google, you get more that comes up. Packin' Law doesn't come up. Everything that is associated with People's Awareness Coalition comes up. Like if someone posted one of our pages or something comes up, but Pack doesn't come up. So it looks like Yahoo's censoring Pack, and unbelievably, Google hasn't.
YouTube's being censored.
I know I'm being censored. We tried to put something up on Wikipedia to explain how the union worked and stuff, and the frickin' Jew took it down right away. Had it down within 3 days. And if you notice, not that I want one, because it's open source, but there's no, you know, all these people, this guy just mentioned, Gordon Call, you know, all these type people, protesters and stuff, have Wikipedia profiles up. I don't have one. I didn't want to put one up, because it'll get trashed just like everything else they've done against me.
Oh, yeah.
But that shows you that I'm, you know, all these agent provocateurs, you go onto Wikipedia, they have some kind of, you know, page up on them. They want to keep me secret. They've done everything that they can to keep me secret. But they, at this point, I think they don't want to martyr. And they don't, well, the work's out there. So they can't cover it up. All they can do is put more bullshit out there for people to follow.
Oh, but they're covering up and changing all kinds of things. I feel very sad for my daughter who's been in college and for what they're teaching her. I lost my friendship or even contact with my daughter because she's fallen for this Marxist bullcrap.
Well, my point was, yeah, they it's a distraction. They can distract people. But they can't cover up the truth. And, you know, what I've noticed is they don't mess with the private servers and things. Yeah, they can be hacked, but they haven't gone to that extent yet. They're still playing their distraction games and their deceiving games.
Well, because they think that's where it's going to be.
Well, that's going to be. I mean, it's obvious they're getting away with it. People aren't the brightest bulb on the string.
No, when
it's unfortunate.
90% of the people, more than 90% of the people, wearing masks for no apparent reason. It just bewilders me. I get very sad because it's like you're idiots, and I don't want
in the car with the window
in the car.
Up. Running, jogging, on the bicycle, on the skateboard. The skateboarder used to be the sign of rebellion in this country. Now you've got some dude, I think, on a skateboard wearing a mask. Unbelievable.
Yeah, someone just mentioned Grog in the chat, said, I don't know what he said. Final someone served treason papers on to the tyrants. Well, basically, if you do this process, you're putting them in their place. And I said the other day, what happened to people calling out people for sedition?
Explain sedition.
Sedition's just going against the government.
No, I'm going against anything that's a lie. And if the government's lying, then yeah, I guess I'm next.
Well, it says right in the 14th Amendment, Section 2, the right to vote is denied except for participation in rebellion or other crime. Voting's a damn crime. They set it up. and they've exempted themselves from being treasonous by Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, as long as they uphold the rest of the Constitution as it exists. They're okay. They've exempted themselves from being bad people. So they set people up that are voting to be the criminals. You know, that's why they, you know, if they ever get me in court again, I beat the government 25 years ago, made them look like idiots. But it's like, you know, I haven't had a visit from these bastards, you know, in all the years I've been doing PAC. So, you know, they're just evil people. That's all there is to it. It's sad that people are falling for this. The masses.
Par for the course, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, at this juncture, it should be no surprise to you.
Oh, jeez, it's so bad. Well, you know, the Bible says that the world's run by Satan. You know, and they, of course, the Catholics say your reward is in heaven. Yeah, right. Let Satan run Earth.
No, it's here. It's all by our comprehension of who and what and why we are. And people don't have that. Because they've been denied. They've been told no since birth. So no. Everything is no. How do you have anything positive and creative and loving or unconditional being if everything is no? No. No. I mean, yep. You can't get anywhere.
Here's one of my favorites. You can't fight City Hall. Well, who came up with that bullshit?
Yeah, but I've been there.
City Hall did.
Been there, done that.
Well, I'm just saying that they
didn't win, but been there, done that.
Yeah, it's hard to, and that's why I keep telling people that we need unity in masses of people, because they can. If you're not the best at things, they're going to sweep you under the carpet.
But look what but they.
There's been operatives out. They put out there that Judge Ann is one of them. You know, people listen to her because she lies to them, tells them half-truths. But, you know, she's been on the station here on different people's programs, and it's odd because I don't get invited on any programs.
Oh, yes, you do.
Well, very few. Yours, Mona, but that's about it. I mean, all these oddballs that I don't even know on the station don't have me on, but they'll have her on. It's just odd to me. I'm not saying everyone's an operative. Of course, you're not. I don't believe you are. I know mechanics not, because I have a good bullshit detector.
Right. Well, we all have to just keep on keeping on, because otherwise, what can we do? I can't make any changes. I can only set an example. That's all I can do.
I tell you what we can do, Mona. We do not allow this to become the new norm. That's what we do. We got to start shutting it down with the complete lack of participation. Yep. And normally when people think of the phrase a lack of participation, it's a bad thing. But in this case, it's what's needed.
Right.
A mass level lack of participation. Go ahead.
Well, that's what they've done with the 14th Amendment system, Reconstruction. They had to get people's consent. People weren't voting much before the Civil War because they just want to be left alone for the most part and live their lives.
Right.
Centralization, including world government, is someone from Google, who's a Synagogue of Satan member, said in 1999 there will be world government by 2020. What year are we in? What kind of crap's going on? Lies and shit? So, yeah, they're going ahead with their program. Centralized government is how they control people.
Now, I'll take a bullet before I consent.
Yeah.
I'm going to give myself some time because I've got to give myself some time before my show, but great talking at you, fellas.
So, yeah, thanks for joining me, Mona. Pulled me out of the gutter. and everyone else failed on me today.
No, it's good. It's all good.
I don't know. You know, I have another saying for Pack. Pack, it's a way of life. Life is not a hobby. Most of the people that listen to the radio or, you know, whatever, they call it talk radio. Right. That's all it is talk. They look at it as entertainment.
People need
to get active.
All right. Yes, I agree. Later. Bye.
Bye. Thanks, Mona. Sorry. No, talk too much. Mechanic. Love you, man.
You're a radio show host. You're supposed to talk.
Well, you talk, but they listen as entertainment. You know, it's sometimes I think some of these people think, you know, I've seen it. I've seen the attitudes. Well, I know something you don't. You're an idiot.
Yeah.
Even though I'm not doing anything, I know this. You know, well, do something with it. You know, like you do. You go out and educate people, the Uber people or whatever. You know, you're doing something. Some people might do that, but you go out and hold the sign and start the groups and stuff. So, yeah, you're active. I've gotten 6-7 websites up to educate people, try to get people rounded up and unified so they can start doing something.
You gotta get on YouTube.
Yeah, John Breeson just started putting this program up on YouTube, along with my other program, Ultimate Remedy.
Yeah, this year she's saying she was set up. Regardless, you were set up, lady. You walked in there without a mask and got a haircut. Shut your pie hole. Committed a huge atrocity. I mean, you're guilty. You're guilty of doing the one thing you told everybody else they couldn't do. And you got caught. Sit down and take your pittance.
I hate that woman.
She's evil. She's an evil incarnate.
She's very evil, yes.
Disgusting.
Disgusting, yep. And I hate to say this, but it's part of Marxism, but things have gotten a lot worse since women got involved in politics.
Oh, there's going to be a lawsuit here. You watch, defamation of character. I bet you Nancy's going to set herself up for a nice little payday. The owner of this salon.
No, she doesn't have
turn
any
around
money.
And sue this woman for defamation of character. Go ahead.
I was going to say she doesn't have any money. The salon owner.
Yeah, I'm saying it's going to be the salon owner suing Pelosi.
Yeah, she should.
Yeah, but no question.
The problem with this whole system is people, the average person or man or woman, they don't have any money. They have to hire a lawyer. And that's one of my points with the ring is, you know, there's a reason you're not taught law in school. If I was running things, I'd make sure children were being taught common law maxims in third grade.
Well, no question. I mean, the Constitution would replace color books, in my opinion.
Yes.
They would know and have memorized, and not only just, it's not just about memorizing. It's about comprehending, knowing when to apply it, knowing how to apply it, whom to apply it to. The Book of Rights. These things should be embedded in every man, woman, and child in this country. No.
You know, children, they always ask why, you know, three-year-old, why? You know, when you tell them something, that's the way they're learning. They want to know why they're doing something. That's the way I was through school. Well, you have to learn this algebra crap. Why? Give me a reason. You know, of course, when you're older, you should know that it's going to be applied somewhere. But I guess my point is they don't make it fun. You know, make it give some, you know, entertainment to it. People like to be entertained. I complain about that quite a bit. And I just did based on talk radio. You know, they just talk and want to be entertained and not really do anything with the knowledge they gain from the talk radio. But, you know, it's got to be applied somehow. You know, just don't tell kids you got to learn this. It's important. You know, there's got to be a reason. And the teaching doesn't involve that.
Well, there's no, it just seems that there's no interest being taken up by the parent.
Right, exactly.
To cover the curriculum. They're not looking at the curriculum and saying to themselves, okay, yeah, this is inappropriate for my kid to learn. I need to do one of two things. I need to either educate my kid on what he's actually learning and just memorize it and forget it. This is just a means to an end. Or move your kid. Homeschool right. your kid. Even right now, people are getting a valuable lesson on homeschooling their kids. They're about to anyway, especially in the state of California. Even though nobody under 18 has died in California, nobody can go back to school.
They're destroying the system. And the major reason behind, well, there's probably two major reasons, and we covered it briefly on this mass crap or the virus, is they're trying to train people to obey and see who will obey. And two, it's to destroy small business, because their goal of these evil people is to control everything. And the Communist Manifesto was meant to put the middleman, or not the middleman, the middle class out of business. They're the middlemen, the bottom feeding merchants, the people that are in the middle making money off doing no production. And that's who put this all together, the bottom feeding synagogue of Satan. They're the major merchants of the world, you know. So it's just all sad. And like you said, my parents said, I didn't have time to school you kids with homeschooling. My mom was home all the time. They did a side business type thing, but that, don't give me that. They bought into the communist system, which is, the economy controlled by government, or orchestrated by government, set up, established, run. It's not the agrarian type people that lived on the land and sold to each other or traded with each other as back then. And the women working thing, it's not their right. They weren't making money off them sitting in the, at home, doing things. They couldn't make income tax off them. So yeah, it was to enslave them. It wasn't their right to work. It was so they could use them as a commodity and a human resource to as a slave.
Can you imagine this? Look, there's a chatter and a new host in Chatsy here. So saying it's town by town where some kids are going back to school in California, but they're wearing masks and distancing. Dude, I'm not a parent, but I couldn't imagine sending my kid to school in a mask outside of Halloween anyways.
Even Fauci said it's bullshit. The CDC.
Yeah, this isn't right.
This is a prime example of how stupid people are.
And they're allowing
it. And they follow. They follow it like sheep. Based on fear. And ignorance breeds fear.
Yeah. I agree with that.
And fear breeds bondage. And bondage breeds despair.
Yeah.
They aren't there yet. We're not here where the end game is. I think they portrayed it nicely in Hunger Games, the movie Hunger Games, about all the jobs being destroyed and the people in the country were evil and used as a game. For the elite. Yeah, they destroyed New York to get the rich people out of there. So the so-called communists, like the Democrats today, are just willing communists. They're there to pick up the pieces of the damage, you know.
Well, they're going to turn, like, you know, you got these $5 million, $10 million, $20 million suites up on the 40th, 50th floor or whatever. Mm-hmm. They're vacant, and they're probably 4,000 square feet, you know, right. 5,000 square feet, 6,000 square feet. They're going to turn those into four or five dwellings.
Right.
They're going to turn the whole buildings into these things. And the more people that leave that, you know, the well-off or whatever, that aren't going to participate in the system anyways, because they're just going to be considered sovereign citizens based on their economic level. They're just going to stack them and pack them. That's the part of the Agenda 21, Agenda 30, a process, if you will.
Yeah. It's all about profits, and, the people that clean up are the people that, I don't know. You know, I was saying the Republican Party's the original Communist Party, but most of the Republicans don't know that. But the anyone in this system is evil because they're profiting off it. Anyway, we're out of time. Thanks, Mechanic, for having me on.
No problem.
Or, always coming on, rather. Sorry.
We'll talk to you soon. Thank you, everybody.
Yep, later. Bye, folks. See you next week.
Listening to Revolution.